Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, hump day.
Hump day.
Hump day.
Good morning, Vinny.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm lovely. How are you?
What's gotten into you?
Nothing. My kid's home.
Oh.
I'm really psyched.
She's giddy.
I am. I'm a little giddy. It's
what's going to happen?
Nothing. He'll just be around.
What, do you love this kid or something?
Yes.
And so this is, he's going to see a bunch of his friends too, right? Like yeah. He'll be around.
Yeah.
Partying.
He's got this one really close friend and she came back from New York with him as well. And
is that the one I met when we went to IKEA?
Yeah, that's right. Jesse.
Oh.
Not that Jesse. His two best friends are Jesse.
But this Jesse's the one he lives with there? Oh, no, he doesn't live with anyone there.
He doesn't,
there.
But they live a couple blocks away, and they're always together. Like, they're such perfect
and they even
dorks.
Came back here together.
Well, her family's here as well,
right.
And so they just got on the same flight together.
Oh.
Planned their whole vacation around
each
other. I bet
her parents pay for first class, though, right?
I actually don't know.
Well, you should ask.
I'm going to say they probably sat together in coach. That's my guess.
So she felt guilty sitting
yes.
in her first class
yes, exactly.
seat and moved someone.
But it's funny because they both got into grad school for this year.
Oh, they're both. Wow. Yeah. Two peas in a pod.
Yeah. She's going to Columbia. She's so smart. She's such a smart. I love her. She's great. And they're just nerds. You know, like we went to Harry Potter trivia together and crushed it.
What is she going to study?
I want to say she's going to go into... psychology, but like a crime psychology thing.
Ooh,
yeah, she's
interesting.
Yeah, I'm not positive. I know she has a degree in psychology, and
I like it.
Yeah, so I think she's got like, is it forensic psychology? It's something like that. I don't know. It's some crazy thing.
Forensic psychology doesn't make sense. But
I know they're
it
dead.
Could.
I have no idea.
Criminal psychology.
Criminal psychology. I don't know. Something like that.
Huh.
It was like you know some kind of like a.
She'll get to go interview serial killers and.
Oh, yeah.
Find
she'll be
out.
Like Starling, Agent Starling.
Yeah.
Claire? Clarice Starling. A fine candy. Fava beans.
That's exciting. That's really interesting.
I know. It is.
Although, you know, that's.
And there they are. They're in New York and just, you know. And it's, I would have killed to live by myself in New York. Amazing.
Living in my late 20s in New York. I mean, it's just fun, fun, fun.
Yeah.
I mean, it's nothing but fun.
Well, there's always a rally goes.
There's always something
goes,
to do.
I just started walking.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, that's the thing you can do there. He goes, yeah, I went like 30 or 40 blocks. And I just was like in this whole other part of New York and looking around. I'm like, oh, it's good. It's good that you're not just sitting in your room at your house.
Oh, that's what he's doing daily, you mean?
Well, he goes, yeah, they go for walks all the time. They meet up and or he'll go by himself and he walked down to Hell's Kitchen. He's like, it's a whole different city. Like, it's just a whole different vibe.
Drink a lot in Hell's Kitchen.
Did you?
Yeah.
You did what?
What part of town did you
live in? Used to drink a lot in Hell's Kitchen.
Oh.
A lot of good Irish bars there.
I thought you lived in Hoboken.
I lived in Hoboken, but I mean, I was in the city every day and spent all my time in the city.
Right. What building did you? Did you work like near Times Square?
I worked 7th and 57th, yeah. Oh. It was a CBS. Well, it wasn't. The CBS building was a block away. We were in another high rise, but.
That's got to be really fun.
It was cool, yeah.
Being in your 20s and living in New York.
Yeah.
I feel like you're kind of at the center of it all. My other son, who lives in Brooklyn, he's so freaked out by the whole bombing of Iran. He is like, should I come home? I'm like, no, I think you're all right. I go, but you should be prepared. You should get a backpack and stuff it with some stuff and get a plan together with your brother where you guys would meet. So, but he's in Manhattan. I'm like, you're still a lot closer than you are to us. But he's, you know, and you're trying to be calm as a parent. You're like, I mean, New York.
Yeah. I was there 9/11 and we were literally in the radio station for 2 weeks. We didn't take a break. We stayed on the air. It was talk and we just stayed on the air and helped with rescue. Like, remember going on the air and trying to find dog booties. Like, that was a thing that we needed. They needed down there because they had all the search dogs and they needed booties for their feet and like just stuff like that. So. But
those
city,
were crazy days. It must have been insane.
And the
to be
city
there.
Came together. I've never seen anything like the second Friday after 9/11. The city's just nobody's there. No tourists there. But everybody went out. Everybody went out. Everybody started smoking again. Everybody got laid. It was. Oh. It was just.
Well, lived your life,
dude. Yeah. And weirdly, Giuliani had been just catapulted to this position of strength and power and.
He was a hero.
And to see what he became after that is just mind-blowing.
It was sad. Because he'd done so much for the city leading up to that, too. Like, he really cleaned up the city. Like, he was our mayor. Like, and you loved him. You loved him. Back then, I would have been like, vote. I would have voted for him for president, no doubt. And then...
Yeah, very strange. Very, very strange.
Are they complaining about the heat? I'm doing a project with some folks at Sing Sing Prison in New York, and they are like, every email is somebody's mentioning how hot it is.
Oh, they're in the heat dome.
Yeah,
they haven't said anything about it actually.
It's pretty hot.
Mm. Yeah, well, a lot of the country is like they say that we're going to break records that are hundreds of years old, or like I don't know when we got thermometers. I have no idea when those were invented. When did that happen?
I'm glad to not be feeling that right now.
I felt guilty yesterday. It was 60 degrees at my house. Like, perfect weather. I got out there just in the sun all day, just doing... It was great. It was such a great day. And then I sat down, I was watching the news. I'm like, oh my God, we are so lucky.
Today's weather between 64 here in San Francisco and 80 in San Jose.
Oh my God.
Have a great one.
Have a great day.
Mm-hmm.
Remember to be grateful and count your blessings. On that, because that is.
I still don't like the cold mornings.
I love the cold mornings.
You don't like cold mornings?
No, I'm out with the dog at 3:30 and it freezes.
That does suck.
I don't like it. Mm. I don't like it. I don't have to like it.
You don't have to, but it's better than being, you know, muggy and mosquitoes. And I wonder how hot it is where Bob is. Must be
it stays
hot.
Pretty cool on the peninsula up in Michigan. It's definitely cooler than the rest.
What's the weather like where you're from?
West Virginia?
Yeah.
Summertime is humid and hot.
But snow in the winter?
Lots of snow in the winter.
You grew up with snow in the winter and you're calling what's happening here right now cold.
Oh yeah, I've lost all edge.
It's like your blood thins out.
Yeah, I go hunting every year, and I wear like a vest that's got a heater in it, and I've got a heater in my little stand.
Oh,
and
geez.
Everybody,
so my things in your mittens too.
Yeah, yeah. Meanwhile, my dad's
hand warmers.
89, and he's just out there, you know.
What I throw on my denim jacket. Let's
he's
go.
Got his, yep.
Yeah.
All right.
It is what you're used to. I remember when I first moved to Florida. My brother lived there for a few years for school, and it was. At nighttime and it was like 60 degrees and humid. Like it was and we had just gotten down there and we're in shorts and t-shirts and they all had jackets on. I was like, oh, you're just 60 is cold to you.
You're just babies
you're
now.
You're just a bunch of babies. No, I'm a baby too. Just used to the weather here. I lived in a bunch of different places. This is where it's at. Not only is it like nice, it's dry. If you're in the sun, you're perfect. It's the mosquitoes. I get it. There are mosquitoes in certain places, especially if you leave standing water, people. That's on you. But the lack of bugs is profound. Like, people back home on the East Coast and elsewhere, I'm sure, the screen porch is where you live. You never exit the screen porch. You watch the fireflies through the screen porch, because if you went outside,
this is in Boston.
Alive. Anywhere on the East Coast. Yeah.
Yeah, and the gnats. That's a little tiny gnat.
The freaking gnats. And in like April, when the ground starts to unfreeze and it's like mud season, there's black flies that are not like the deer flies that you get over the summer, which are just gnarly. But the black flies are just, they're so bothersome and tiny little bites, and they're just.
Oh, black flies bite?
They're tiny. They're not like a regular house fly. They're tiny little black flies, and they bite, and they're nasty, awful. But you get used to them, and then you come out here, and you're like, I remember the first time we went camping out here. I was like, there are no bugs. But it was so dusty. That was the difference.
Dusty.
It's dusty out here, you know, because it's dry. Dusty, no bugs. I was like, I'll take the dust. No problem. Oy.
Huh.
Yeah.
Dusty.
Yeah, dusty.
All right.
You don't think it's dusty out here? When I go hiking, I'm leaving a trail of dust behind me. You know, you kick up dust.
I do think that when we finally get rain, there's a special clean that California takes on that it's noticeable.
Yes.
So, but I don't notice dust. I just notice that, yes, if it rains, there's a clean that you go, oh, everything's just fresh.
It's like everything got pulled out of the air.
But no, I don't notice dusty.
No, funny. Well.
Well, you've been out here. I mean, you were only back east for how long? I mean.
Me?
Yeah.
6 months.
So, yeah, you're.
No, I'm a Californian. Born and raised.
Through and through.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've heard that in San Diego, people put a can of water or a little bowl of water out by the end of their driveway to attract the ants to that. Ants are profound here.
I've never heard that. I lived in San Diego for 10 years.
Oh, I figured you'd know all about it.
No.
Yeah.
But I don't, you know.
Did you notice the ant problem?
Well, I mean, there's ants, yeah. But I don't know. An ant problem, I mean, I don't.
When does it become a problem?
Call ATCO.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't have them, you know, regularly living in my house with me. One place I lived, I had roaches. That's a real.
Wait, did you live near a restaurant or something?
No, we just lived in a really run-down spot. Broke boys.
Close to the beach, though?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had that. That's what we did. We would all walk down with our surfboards together after a day at work. And those are the times I look back on and just think, oh.
You don't even know how good you've got it at that time.
We were so poor, but it was easy. The living was easy, everyone. You just.
Summertime.
And the living's easy.
Laughing and goofing around on the walk to go surfing.
Yeah.
As the sun is setting. It's pretty good stuff.
Yeah, it's great. Having lived in other places, I have an incredible appreciation for where I landed. Like, as I'm at my house and enjoying the incredible weather we've been having, and even the crappy weather that we have over the winter, like, it's still not winter like it is back east. I am just so grateful. This is where I want to be.
I could never have known someday I would have a beautiful wife and a beautiful, how's the song go?
Beautiful wife and a beautiful house.
Yeah.
How did I get
here?
Yeah. And there you are.
And there I am, making Taco Tuesday happen.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right. Your
Sandy
mom
leaving.
Leaves today.
Sandy leaves today.
Oh.
It's
sad for the girls?
They're bummed. Yeah. They got to see her full on for 2 weeks. And even though they kept staying with her and we had the play happen. There's been a gnarly couple weeks, but I'm happy. She had a good visit with the girls. Edie got to hang with her, and my mom was like, I haven't seen her for a year, and she's grown up like by 3 years. You know what I mean? Like, she's talking more. Actually, she never stops talking.
Huh, that's weird.
I know. And then
where she got that?
Yeah, I know exactly. I mean,
that's a quiet family.
Actually, that's what my mom has said to her. Is you are just like your dad.
Aww.
And you never stop talking.
That's cute. I was a chatterbox too.
They're
both
exactly that
That's
way.
That's so
yes.
funny. I can't believe Edie's going to be 7. Like, that is.
Wow.
It's mind blowing to me.
That's going way too fast.
I still remember holding Isla at your house with Christina in San Jose.
Yeah.
Like, she was so tiny. Mm. Just the tiniest little, like a little rosebud. Like, oh.
But that's how it goes. You have grown, you have men. You don't have boys, you have men.
It's a very quick, what do they say? The days are long and the years are short. And they just get shorter. Like, I don't know if it's just because each day is such a smaller percentage of the life that you've lived. Like, I can't believe it's hump day already. I woke up, I'm like, oh my God, it's Wednesday already. That's weird.
Well, for me, it's that being busy makes time fly. Yes. Being busy makes everything just seem like it's zipping past me. I'm like, oh my God, we have an event this weekend.
Yeah. I know, I'm excited. That's going to be fun. That's a Drag Me to Brunch, which, by the way, you can come to. We'd love to have you come to our Pride event. Go to RadioAlice.com. You can get tickets there.
It's on.
It is fully
on. We're doing
on.
It. Yeah. We're partying this weekend.
Yeah.
Saturday, everyone. We should start.
Oh, okay. Kayla's good thought. That's a solid thought. I was just sitting here basking in the fun.
I was hoping we segued right into that. Nope.
Nope.
We should start.
KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. See you in a sec.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.